Today is Friday, June 6th, 2025, and you are listening to the World Socialist Website. The Musk-Trump Blood Feud and the U.S. Political Crisis by Patrick Martin. The eruption of a public conflict between President Donald Trump and his former budget advisor Elon Musk, the world's richest man, speaks to the extraordinary level of crisis and conflict within the state apparatus, generated by an intensifying economic crisis and mounting popular opposition to the corporate financial oligarchy. Musk officially left the Trump administration last Friday, his final day as a special government employee in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which has led the assault on federal workers and the shutdown of entire government agencies. At an Oval Office ceremony, Musk and Trump exchanged mutual praise and expressions of support, but within days, a bitter feud erupted between the two billionaire gangsters. In interviews over the weekend and on Monday, Musk began voicing hostility to Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill passed by the House last week, which extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts for the wealthy set to expire at the end of the year. The centibillionaire did not oppose the tax cuts themselves, of course, but denounced what he called excessive pork in the bill. On Tuesday, he posted a comment on X, calling the bill a disgusting abomination and urged senators to vote it down. The conflict highlights significant divisions within the ruling class regarding how to implement extensive cuts in social programs, all at the expense of the working class, a goal that all factions of the political establishment agree on. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warned of the ballooning federal deficit and a looming, quote, crack in the bond market, end quote. Musk has also denounced Trump's tariff policy, which threatens both his own business interests, heavily reliant on Chinese markets and supply chains, and the broader global interests of American capitalism. Financial commentators have specifically pointed to the surge in gold prices and the weakening position of the U.S. dollar, developments that pose a serious threat to Wall Street and the stability of the global financial system. The conflicts within the ruling class intersect with the corrupt personal interests of the individuals involved. Trump has threatened retaliation against Musk's business empire, including the cancellation of, quote, billions and billions, end quote, in federal contracts. Tesla stock plunged more than 14% on Thursday, wiping out $152 billion in market value and costing Musk personally $20 billion in a single day. On Saturday, Trump withdrew the nomination of billionaire Jared Isaacman, a Musk customer and crony, to head NASA. Isaacman was Musk's choice, viewed as a key ally of his lucrative but technically challenged SpaceX venture, which relies entirely on federal contracts. Rolling Stone magazine reported that two Trump administration officials said the government could revive investigations into Musk's business practices that were begun under the Biden administration, one of the main reasons for his pumping $275 million into the Trump campaign and joining it in person during the final months before the election. Trump added in another Truth Social post, quote, Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his electric vehicle mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy, end quote. Musk, responding to Trump's remarks, declared that it was, quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public, end quote. This, no doubt true statement, was a reference to the criminal sex trafficking by multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in a Manhattan prison cell in August 2019, officially declared a suicide, which no one believes. Trump and Epstein had long-standing friendly relations throughout the period that Epstein made his mark as a purveyor of young women to his billionaire clients. Musk's post thus represents a serious threat to Trump, a dramatic escalation of the political warfare within the U.S. oligarchy. He added in a further comment on X, quote, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out, end quote. By late Thursday, Musk was applauding X users who suggested that Trump be removed from office and replaced by Vice President J.D. Vance, and warning that Trump's tariffs would, quote, cause a recession in the second half of this year, end quote. In response, former White House aide Steve Bannon called on Trump to seize control of SpaceX because it carries out vital functions for the U.S. military, and deport Musk to his native South Africa. Musk responded, quote, Bannon is peak retard, end quote. In the eruption of ferocious conflicts within the state, the feud between Trump and Musk recalls the Night of the Long Knives, the 1934 bloodbath in which Hitler consolidated his dictatorship through the slaughter of hundreds of his political opponents within the Nazi Party, most importantly, Ernst Röhm, head of the SA Brownshirts, and Gregor Strasser. Overall, one has the picture of an oligarchy wallowing in criminality, filth, and cultural degradation. Musk is the world's richest individual, brought to the very pinnacle of political power in the first months of the second Trump administration. The New York Times reported last week that Musk was a regular user of ketamine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms, and other drugs during the fall election campaign, and that his demeanor and conduct as head of Doge suggested that this was continuing. Trump's own stability is in question as well. A tabulation by the Washington Post found that he had posted 2,262 times on Truth Social during the first 132 days of his administration, including 138 separate posts on a single day. Over the weekend, Trump retweeted a bizarre conspiracy theory claiming that Joe Biden had been executed in 2020 and replaced by a series of robots. As for corruption, his personal fortune has risen by $1.2 billion since the election, according to an analysis by the Wall Street Journal, mainly through cryptocurrency operations marketed to his supporters. The criminality and corruption of what was the Trump-Musk administration is only the most disgusting expression of the degeneration of the American capitalist class as a whole. The political crisis unfolding in the U.S. exposes not only the character of the Trump administration, a government of, by, and for the oligarchy, but also the nominal opposition. The Democratic Party has done nothing to resist the relentless drive toward authoritarian rule. As one Trump outrage follows another, the Democrats offer only feigned helplessness, maintaining the pretense that Trump is all-powerful and that they are powerless to act. Sections of the trade union apparatus, including UAW President Sean Fain, have embraced Trump's economic nationalism, presenting Buy American demagogy as a defense of workers' interests. The nominally independent Bernie Sanders has backed Trump's attacks on immigrants, and just this week, in response to Musk's criticism of Trump's tax bill, Sanders replied, quote, "Musk is right," end quote. There are no sides for the working class to take in this feud between rival factions of the ruling elite. However, the political breakdown within the ruling class opens the door for the working class to intervene independently on the basis of its own interests and program. This crisis is erupting out in the open as there are growing signs of opposition with the popular response to immigration raids and strikes in healthcare and the defense industry. The unraveling of the official political system, the sharpening economic crisis, and the growth of social anger are creating the conditions for a mass movement from below. What is required is the building of a conscious leadership that can give this movement direction and perspective. Procter & Gamble announces 7,000 layoffs as impact of trade war mounts. Procter & Gamble announced Thursday morning that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or around 15% of its global non-production workforce. The consumer products maker also said it may divest some of its brands, although it declined to elaborate. The announcement was buried in corporate newspeak, but the need to cut costs in the face of growing trade war measures, spearheaded by the Trump administration, was obviously a major factor. The press release said that the company would carry out, quote, "interventions in our supply chain, right-sizing and right-locating production," end quote, in order to enable cost reduction and a, quote, "more reliable and resilient supply," end quote. A related factor is likely a reduction in consumer spending. A report from McKinsey & Company found that net sentiment about the economy declined 32% in May. Rising prices and tariff policies were reported as the top two reasons. As a result of tariffs, layoffs, and price increases will worsen conditions for the working class in the U.S. and are reaching the breaking point. According to a recent report by the Ludwig Institute for Shared Economic Prosperity, or LICEP, a majority of Americans cannot afford what the Institute calls a, quote, "minimal quality of life," end quote. This figure represents a major increase since the turn of the century, with wages largely stagnating, while the cost of a minimal quality of life, as measured by LICEP, almost doubled. More than half of Americans cannot afford a $2,000 emergency, and 38% have put off medical care because of cost, LICEP reports. These figures are the direct result of rising inequality. To afford a minimal quality of life, the share of income going to the bottom 60% of Americans would have to nearly double from 22 to 39%. The cuts at Procter & Gamble are the latest in a series of mounting layoffs by U.S.-based firms, including 20,000 job cuts at UPS, which is also in the midst of an automation-led restructuring, 6,000 more layoffs at Microsoft following a previous round of cuts in January. 3,500 jobs at Citigroup in its China operations following plans last year to cut 20,000 jobs, or 10% of its workforce. 1,500 jobs at the big box retailer Walmart, and hundreds of employees at Disney. In its monthly report, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas recorded a sharp year-on-year increase in announced layoffs by U.S. firms. At least 93,816 layoffs were announced last month, up 47% from the same time last year. 5 months into the year, 696,309 layoffs have been announced, by far the highest number since over 1.4 million layoffs by this time in 2020, during the initial peak of the coronavirus pandemic. The firm's senior vice president, Andrew Challenger, noted, quote, "Tariffs, funding cuts, consumer spending, and overall economic pessimism are putting intense pressure on companies' workforces. Companies are spending less, slowing hiring, and sending layoff notices," end quote. Federal job cuts, spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, which was until recently headed by Elon Musk, accounted for 284,044 layoffs, followed by, quote, "market and economic conditions," end quote, dominated by tariffs at 131,257. The impact of global trade war since Trump's Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs in April is beginning to mount across the U.S. and world economy. On Wednesday, Trump's doubling of his previous tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25% to 50% went into effect. In a warmongering speech last Friday, Trump justified the move on national security grounds, making clear that it is part of preparations for world war. He said, quote, "You can't make a military. What are we going to do? Say, let's go to China for the army tanks and boats and ships?" End quote. The latest government figures show that imports plummeted by more than 16% in April in the aftermath of the tariff announcement. While this is partly due to stockpiling in March in anticipation of the tariffs, there are growing signs that the moves are wreaking havoc on world supply chains. According to the New York Times, quote, "U.S. factories and businesses also significantly cut their purchases of foreign machinery and other supplies. Imports from China, a major source of machinery and consumer goods, hit a five-year low," end quote. The U.S. trade deficit fell chiefly due to a sharp fall in imports. Significantly, a major driver of a modest rise in exports was the movement of gold bullion out of the U.S., according to the Times, reflecting growing concerns about the economic and political stability of the country as well as the world financial system underpinned by the role of the dollar as the reserve currency. In a recent letter to congressional Democrats, the Congressional Budget Office claimed that increased revenues due to tariffs would cut the U.S. deficit by $2.8 trillion over 10 years. That office also predicts the tariffs will contribute to a shrinking of the economy and 0.4% in additional inflation. The forecast increase in revenues is a drop in the bucket because annual budget deficits are also forecast to increase to $2.5 trillion by the end of the same period. It would also be offset by the impact of tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill working its way through Congress, which also includes hundreds of billions in cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and other essential social programs. The CBO estimates that the bill would add $2.4 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. That office's forecast did not take into account Trump's doubling of his own steel and aluminum tariffs, which are expected to mean higher prices for cars, new homes, canned goods, and other essentials. Even the earlier 25% tariffs was expected to add $10,000 to the cost of a new home. The claims made by Trump and parroted by the trade union bureaucracy that tariffs will lead to a resurgence in domestic manufacturing are being rapidly exposed as a total fantasy. In the 21st century, production in any country proceeds through a complex global supply chain network. An article in The Verge warns that production lines in the U.S. auto industry are already shutting down due to the lack of access to rare earth magnets, the market in which 90% is dominated by China. According to the New York Times, quote, "China refines over 99% of the world's supply of so-called heavy rare earths, which are the least common kinds of rare earths. Heavy rare earths are essential for making magnets that can resist the high temperatures and electrical fields found in cars, semiconductors, and many other technologies," end quote. China retaliated against Trump's levying of tariffs against it by cutting off all access to rare earths minerals in April. Meanwhile, trade war is having a heavy impact on Canada, the U.S.'s largest trading partner. The country posted its worst-ever trade deficit in April, and sales of Canadian-made automobiles plunged 23%, according to the Times. The reality is that the overriding concern behind the tariffs is preparations by U.S. imperialism for war. As Leon Trotsky observed of the spiraling trade wars of the 1930s, which led directly to World War II, quote, breeding places of nationalism are also the laboratories of terrific conflicts in the future. Like a hungry tiger, imperialism has withdrawn into its own national lair to gather itself for a new leap. End quote. The drive to war was stated bluntly last Friday by Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, at the Reagan National Economic Forum. The billionaire banker said during a discussion of the national security implications for industry, quote, "We shouldn't be stockpiling bitcoins. We should be stockpiling guns, bullets, tanks, planes, drones, you know, rare earths. We know we need to do it. It's not a mystery. The military guys tell you that, you know, if there's a war in the South China Sea, we have missiles for 7 days. We can't say that with a straight face and think that's okay. So we know what to do. We just got to now go about doing it." End quote. With these words, the head of the largest American bank is arguing for a militarized economy to prepare for World War III against China. But he considers the most serious threat to American capitalism not China, but the so-called enemy within. "What I really worry about is us," he said. Quote, "Can we get our own act together, our own values, our own capability, our own management? I always get asked this question, are we going to be the reserve currency? No, you know, if we are not the preeminent military and the preeminent economy in 40 years, we will not be the reserve currency." End quote. Dimon urged a return to what he called, quote, "our virtues, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise, equal opportunity, family, God, country," end quote. This is a veiled call for massive repression and dictatorship in order to impose unity from above. This must be opposed by the working class, which must reject nationalism in favor of a strategy based on the international unity of the working class, uniting across national borders to abolish the capitalist profit system and taking control of the global economy to run it for human need. This is the program of socialism. You can find these articles and more at wsws.org.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.